up, roll things. Little food for your soul, things. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Okay, here we are, episode 10. So if this happens to be your first time listening, well, guess what? You have 9 more episodes you can go back and listen to. So still new here. I look forward to the day when we're at, you know, milestone episodes like episode 50 and 100 and then 1000. Like, that'll be super cool. And then those of you that have been with me from the very beginning, super appreciative. And, you know, we check out the reviews and ratings on iTunes, which is so cool to see so many of you that have actually gone to do that, because I know, like, taking time out of your day to go review something is super cool, and then also helps the podcast grow. So very, very thankful for that. And if you do happen to have time and you haven't done it yet, that would be amazing, although I feel weird like asking y'all to go do that, but it definitely does help. So just throwing it out there. And then in regards to a topic I did on last week's episode, one of the 4 things was self-tanner, because I'm a big at-home self-tanner person, and I talked to y'all about how I love Saint-Tropez, and you get the little mitten and, you know, do your whole body, but I didn't address my face, and I'm so sorry. And I got some emails about that. So I wanted to let you know that I don't put it on my face, but that's just me. I have friends that are able to put it on their face and it doesn't break them out. But for me, I avoid any self-tanner on my face. I don't care the brand. I just stay away from that. I just do it right up into my jawline. And then I try to really be very careful so that it doesn't look like a really definite mark from, like, tan, not tan. I try to blend it well with the mitt. So that's where I stop, is right around my jawline. And then the next day, you know, I use bronzer in my makeup or something to even it out and blend it and make my face match. So that is what I do. Hopefully that answers some of your questions. And if you didn't hear that episode, then you can go back. That was the one from last week. I'm super excited to have Erin Opria back on this episode. She's going to talk about lifting weights and how we as women, we shouldn't be scared of weights. And if you happen to be a guy listening, well, you shouldn't be scared of weights either, because they are what make pretty muscles. And I definitely will admit I was someone that was scared of weights for years, and Erin had to, you know, get me used to it. So we got Erin on, which she's our little health and fitness guru that I have on from time to time. Great episodes with her from the past too, in case you're new and you haven't checked out previous episodes. I also want to talk protein bars, because I was in the bathroom at work and my friend Kathy was in there, and she was like, oh, I'm looking for like good snack ideas, and I really would like to know if you've got a take on any. And then I got some emails from y'all too about protein bars, so I thought, you know what, I'm just gonna make it a thing, and I'm gonna share with y'all some of, you know, the bars that I eat on the go, which protein bars are so hard because there's so many yummy ones out there, but they are so bad for you. And I'm guilty of eating the bad ones, trust me, but I'll go over which ones that I know from people that I trust, like nutritionist Kelly Levesque, who is amazing. These are like the bars that she approves. And then some other ones I'm throwing in the mix as well. I'll share with you those. Also, I've got Why Crying is Good for You. I teased last week that I was going to talk about that, and a movie that will probably definitely make you cry in case you need to appointment cry. And then my homemade deodorant recipe. So now that you know what you got in store this episode, let's get started.
First thing.
In last week's episode, I told y'all I was going to talk to you about crying and a movie that made me cry. So now's the time that we're going to get into that. But some of my friends, like, don't really cry. And that's just crazy to me. Like, they're just not criers. My mom wasn't a crier, unless she was crying in her alone time, I guess. But I mean, I'll cry publicly. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I cry on the radio. I've cried. I did a speaking event in Wichita on Friday night, which was amazing. But we laughed and we cried. I was on stage and I had to ask someone in the crowd if they had a tissue. And luckily they did. And I had to borrow it because it was just one of those things. So to me, crying is really healthy for me. Sometimes I can't always do it when I need to do it, so I have to set little appointment times to cry, which is something my mother-in-law suggested that I do a long time ago. But sometimes, honestly, you cannot cry, and you really need to hold it together. And Mary, my friend Mary, who runs the Shop Forward, she was just in Nashville this last weekend, and crying came up. And she said that she heard from a girl that you can't drink water and cry at the same time. So say you're at work and you're really on the verge of crying, but you have to go meet with your boss or something and you've got to pull it together, well, then try drinking water to help cut back the tears and then see if that helps just eliminate the need to cry at the moment. Chug the water, go have your meeting, and then find a time where you can, you know, cry that's not necessarily at work. But I mean, yeah, again, I'm a crier. I cry at work too. I probably am very unprofessional about it. I've cried to Bobby probably too many times, or I just get up and leave the room. Or there's times where I've just straight up gotten out of my chair and left the show live on the air. But I've matured a lot since then, so it's not as bad as it used to be. So crying really is good for you. And here's just a few reasons why you need to go ahead and just cry. First of all, it relieves stress. Secondly, it lowers blood pressure almost immediately. Tears remove toxins as well. That's the third thing. And then the fourth thing is it connects you to emotions and humanity. When you allow yourself to feel the things that you have going on, it allows you to empathize and sympathize with others, which is super important. So next time you're feeling overwhelmed and you're fighting back the tears, just do yourself a favor and keep these things in mind and think, okay, maybe I just need to go ahead and let this out. But maybe you can't just make yourself cry. Like maybe you have to drink the water. You can't cry at that moment. You're sipping water. You have to hold off till later. Sometimes people need a movie to allow them to release emotion. And I'm telling you all about the movie that was recommended to me by Olivia, who emailed me saying, hey, watch this. But she didn't tell me it was sad. I had no idea I was going to cry. It's just something she was recommending. It's an Amazon movie called Life Itself. It's got a lot of really amazing actors and actresses in it. I was like, wow. My husband was like, gosh, there's a lot of famous people in this. And it's about this young couple. They live in New York, went to college together, fell in love, got married, had a baby. But then all these unexpected crazy things happen from the birth of this baby. And then it's like a full circle moment. And even like leaves and there's this other story in another country, but you're like, how in the world is all of this piecing together? And then it pieces together. And then next thing you know, I'm like bawling crying. So Life Itself, you can check it out. If you have an Amazon Prime account, which I know not a lot of you have Amazon. So maybe you're like, well, this isn't really helpful for me. But if you do happen to have Amazon Prime, then you have the video stuff for free and you can watch it. I hope we didn't pay for this movie. Sometimes on Amazon you pay, but then it goes right to your Amazon account. So you're like, am I even paying? Which you are. So I don't know. If this doesn't work for you, then maybe find another movie that you know is going to make you cry. Steel Magnolias is one that's a classic that I love. It's one of my top three favorite movies. And that one gets me every time. Dolly Parton's in it. She's so cute in that movie. I love her. Speaking of movies, it's one of my top three. My other two would be Pretty Woman and Dirty Dancing, which Pretty Woman, my parents let me see in the theater as a kid. It was like 1990, and I guess they couldn't find a babysitter, so they took us. And I just remember my dad covering my eyes during certain scenes. And honestly, I didn't know her job on Pretty Woman. I didn't realize what she did. That wasn't registering with my brain. So I don't know. If you've never seen it, it's pretty good. I finally checked out that Marie Kondo show on Netflix. She's the organizer. And it makes me want to throw all my clothes on my bed. This is one of the things she says to do when you're cleaning out your closets. Like the clothes section is you take every single piece of clothing item that you have and you throw it on your bed. And then you go through it item by item and you hold it up next to you. And if the piece of clothing brings you joy, then you keep it. If it doesn't bring you joy, you thank the piece of clothing for the time that it was with you and then you donate it. So I need to do that. But I feel like it would just take me a really long time. And then I would get tired and I would want to sleep and all the clothes would be on my bed. So I just have to find a weekend and a dedicated space where I can just dump all of my clothes. I mean, everything. She says everything at once. Do the clothes that are hanging up, all the clothes in your drawer, everything. Pile it up on an open space, like a bed somewhere. So I don't know if y'all are watching anything else new, but again, you can always let me know. Fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. Second thing. Okay, Erin Opria is back. And today I've got my cool fitness friend in to talk about weights and girls and muscles. And sometimes girls just are really scared of weights, which I am someone that up until I met Erin, I was only doing 3 pound weights. That was the heaviest I was going. And I was doing little movements. 3 pounds was my max. Sometimes I would do 2 pounds, but weights are not my enemy, right? I mean,
no.
Tell me why.
Weights are your friends. Weights make pretty muscles.
Okay.
That's always what I say. Weights make pretty muscles.
Because the first time you put a 20-pound dumbbell in my hand, I was like, no, not going to happen. I was like, I do not want to be bulky. Stop. And you just told me to trust you.
Yes. And look how amazing you look.
Oh,
and not only that, you feel good. the most important thing.
I do. I feel strong, which
that's
is awesome.
That's the best thing. You can go upstairs. You know, you don't get winded. You feel strong and healthy. But weights make pretty muscles. The more muscles you have, the more calories you burn at rest. Sounds like a win-win. And I'm not saying every time you need to go heavier. Sometimes go heavier, but those little three-pound exercises are fantastic, too, with the shoulders. I love that kind of training, too. I love a mixture of all of it.
Okay. So, but occasionally the heavy weights, we don't need to be scared of them.
Don't be scared of them.
Okay.
As long as you have perfect form, the most important thing when you work out. Form, 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 because you do not want to get injured. Don't go start out heavy because that's dumb.
Yeah.
You will get hurt.
Build your way up to that.
Absolutely.
Make sure you've got the form down first. And then once you feel stronger, grab the heavier thing. I know, because I have to watch my back. I have my back is really messed up. So I have to watch form big time, especially when we go up in weight.
Yes. But it doesn't always have to be weights. Your body weight training is weight training. So doing squats with your body and doing jumping, things like that is still weight training.
Okay. It's so give an example of body weight training.
Body weight is doing lunges, like especially if you put them in a Tabata. You do, so a Tabata is a 4-minute workout, 20-second burst of exercise followed by 10 seconds of rest for 8 rounds. All you do is download a free app, an interval timer app, and you just hit start. It's going to tell you when to go, when to rest. So if you did, so if you have 8 rounds, if you do like jumping lunges for round one and round two, you do squats. That's body weight training. But your legs are going to be on fire.
Okay. So that's, okay. I see. I didn't see lunges or jumping lunges. I wasn't putting that in the body weight category, but you're right. It is. Same thing with push-ups.
Yes. Push-ups mm-hmm. are fantastic. My favorite exercises are push-ups, dips, lunges, squats, planks, all the simple movements that we can do anywhere. These are no excuse exercises.
Oh, you have some lunge game or something that we do. I don't, is it squats or lunges? And it really, it's a fun game and it helps it go by fast, but my legs have never burnt so much.
Oh my gosh, they're the best. So you stand on your right, let's start with our right leg. So your right leg's forward, left leg's back. You do 10 lunge pulses and then you hold in the down position of a lunge, making sure your knee's not passing your toe. 10 seconds, and then you do 9 lunges, hold for 9 seconds, 8 lunges, hold for 8 seconds, all the way to 1. And then you get to switch legs because you couldn't leave one leg out. That wouldn't be cool.
Okay. Yeah. Got to do the other side. Keep it even.
Keep it even. But those things will light those legs up.
Okay. So talking about games made me think of that card game you do, which seems like something people could do at home. So I want to give that out to people right now because everybody has a deck of cards and it's an easy way to work out. It's fun, and you can do it with weights or without weights.
Absolutely. You can do it right in front of your TV.
Okay, so let's tell everybody how to play.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun. All right, so get a deck of cards. Each suit is a different exercise. Your jokers are the bonus, so you pick an exercise for the jokers. All you do is flip the card over, so whatever exercise you want to be in those suits. So we could say spades is jumping lunges.
Okay.
So when you flip a card over, whatever that number is how many jumping lunges you do.
Gotcha. So say it says it's a 8 of spades.
You got 8 jumping lunges each leg, not 1, 2, 3, 4.
Shoot. Got to do both sides. Okay. Again, got to keep it even. So, but let's say it's like clover. Is that
no,
a thing?
No, clover's not one.
Dang it.
I mean.
Clover's not one?
No.
What? Okay. Give me another card.
We got diamonds.
Diamonds. Okay. Say it's a 10 of diamonds.
So now you got push-ups.
Okay. So 10 push-ups. And then boom, you draw another card. And maybe it goes back to the spades. And
yes.
You got to do jumping lunges
again. It kind of feels like when you're doing them, it feels like each suit is all put together just because it feels like that's just the nature of the shuffling.
Yeah.
But it feels that way every time. Like, how are all the hearts together? But it's really fun. You can do it watching TV, so there's no excuses. Put on a movie, do it right in your living room.
Which Erin has tons of fun games on her Instagram. She's Erin Opria, and you can follow along. She puts this stuff in her stories or, you know, on her main Instagram feed where you show this stuff you can do at home. And that's what I want to give listeners. I want to give you listening right now a way to, you know, be fit and use your body as weights, whether you're at home or use weights at the gym. And don't be scared of the heavy weights.
No. Weights make pretty muscles. Remember that. Repeat that in your head. Beautiful muscles. And the more muscles you have, the more calories you burn at rest. So do weights. Yeah. On my Instagram, I do workouts that anybody can do anywhere.
Right. So and you also have virtual training, which this isn't, Erin doesn't come on here so that I'll talk about her stuff. I just feel like she has a lot of things, tools that you could use. And if you are interested and you get to know Erin more on here and you're like, wow, I would love to do one of her workouts, well, they can. And Erin didn't even know I was going to bring this up, but you have a virtual training.
So my virtual training, now what this could be really handy in for people is trying to learn perfect form. So in my virtual training, which I do 2 days a week, I do them on Monday nights and then Saturday mornings. But what it is everybody sees me, only me. I see everybody. And what I do through the whole workout is perfect your form. That is the most important thing in working out. So if you just want to go in there a couple of times and learn how to master perfect form, I will teach you and then you can carry it on, do it on your own. But look, I'm going to teach you guys the same way I teach all my clients to get their beautiful bodies and make them feel the best. And I can help all of you guys. So you can all be my virtual clients.
Yeah, it may work out that way. And then if that's something you can't do or you can't afford to do, well, again, Erin has tons of stuff on her Instagram for free.
Free.
So free, you can free. Try to pick stuff up from there because we get it. Not everybody can sign up for all the things. But Erin, thank you for coming on and talking about weights. And thank you for encouraging me to use more weights. And
you've killed it, dude.
Use my body.
You have.
I do feel like I'm getting stronger.
You're so much stronger.
So, I mean, that's good. And I definitely, and don't be scared of weights and what it does to the scale. I don't really weigh myself.
Good.
But I do know that my weight has gone up. But my clothes fit the same. So I'm okay
with that.
I feel
like your clothes fit better.
Oh, well, thank you. That's nice.
You look amazing. Hard work pays off.
Okay. I didn't bring you on to tell me that. So I didn't pay you to say that before we go. But yeah, don't be scared of what weights will do to change your body or to the scale. Because muscle, is it true that muscle weighs more than fat?
No, a pound is a pound. It just takes a different amount of room.
Okay, that's what I mean. So more muscle can fit into a pound than a big old pound of fat. Which if you ever Googled what
a pound
fat
of fat
looks like.
And did you know
so gross.
Burn a pound of fat is 3,500 calories.
Yeah.
So every pound of fat is 3,500 calories.
Yeah, I did know that. I learned that in school. Way back in the day.
Way
back. But yeah, sometimes if I'm feeling like I really motivated to work out, I haven't done it in a really long time.
You used to look up a pound
but
of
I
fat.
Would Google fat.
Oh my gosh, Amy.
Confessions. That's really
That's
weird and creepy.
Hilarious.
So we're going to end on that. Okay, bye. Fun fact about me is I like to make my own deodorant and I have for a really long time. I think it started when I was trying to get pregnant, like a lot of healthy things that I've done in my life, or some people call weird, healthy slash weird. But I just started to really pay attention to what I was putting on my body and inside my body, and deodorant freaked me out. And when I really started reading about aluminum, which is something that's in a lot of deodorants that you buy, like at the grocery store or whatever, that scared me because people say that it was associated with Alzheimer's, and that runs in my family. So I was like, ugh. I gotta check all my deodorant. And sure enough, aluminum was in there. So I was like, I'm going to start making my own just for that reason alone. Then there's also parabens. Those are found in a lot of lotions and shampoos and deodorants. So companies have gotten really good about eliminating that. You can even check bottles. Now you'll see paraben free on there. Then there's other things I've read about. I mean, there's artificial colors and things that you may want to look out for. But there's two things, TEA and DEA, and they are chemicals that can seep into your skin and they'll affect your liver and kidneys. And in fact, they're so harmful that these two chemicals have already been banned from products in Europe because they are known carcinogens. So that means cancer-causing properties. And I, again, got a lot of cancer in my life. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to steer clear of that and I'm going to make my own deodorant. And so that is what I decided to do. And it's really awesome. So if you've got a pen and paper, go ahead and jot this down. This is my recipe. 1/3 a cup of coconut oil in solid state, 1/4 a cup of baking powder, aluminum free, 1/4 a cup of arrowroot powder, and then you can add a few drops of essential oils. I like to use vanilla because it smells really good. So you mix the baking soda and arrowroot in a glass bowl, add the coconut oil, don't warm it or melt it, just use a fork or a pastry blender to like thoroughly blend into the dry ingredients. Then add 5 to 10 drops of the essential oil that you like. Add a little more coconut oil or arrowroot powder or baking soda if needed until the texture is about the same consistency as commercial deodorant. And then what you got to do is scoop it into a small jar. I like using those little 3-ounce glass mason jars. They do make them. And you put the lid on and then store it at room temperature. Sometimes in the summer, I do have to keep it in the fridge, but I love this stuff. It works for me and it smells good. But again, milk and honey is something that you could check out if you don't want to make your own and you want to buy it. This isn't a commercial or anything. This is just legitimately what I use. So if you want to give it a go, like making your own at home, it's pretty awesome. You can add other scents too, like maybe you like lavender or another essential oil. I just kind of like the smell of vanilla. So check this out. Hopefully you'll find it helpful. If anything, just look into more natural brands and stop putting the toxic deodorant under your arms. Okay, let's talk protein bars, because this is a tricky one for sure. I travel a lot. I'm on the go. Sometimes I just need to grab a quick bar. And it's like, which one do you choose? There's so many at the store to choose from, and you have no idea what's going to be healthy for you. And I feel like I used to grab bars that were either really high in sugar and they were causing me to crash, or I was grabbing bars where, honestly, I couldn't pronounce some of the ingredients on the label, but the bars tasted so good, I didn't care. Like one that I'll admit to loving and I still have from time to time is the Brownie Crunch by Think Thin. I have no idea. It can't be good for me. I really don't eat like soy or dairy either, which I know that there's dairy and soy in the bar, but it's almost like I don't care because I'm so desperate and I'm at the store and I'm hungry and the protein will fill me up and those Think Thin bars have zero sugar or maybe 1 gram or something, which how they make that happen, I'm not really sure because when I look at the ingredients, I can't pronounce anything that's on there sometimes. So I try not to have that one too much. This summer when my dad was in the hospital, I think I was eating one every day because I just bought a box and I kind of kept them in my bag. And if I wasn't able to get out and go get something else, I would just eat a bar. Plus I was bored and it was chocolate and it was kind of, you know, fueling that craving that I was having. But I started to break out on my neck and I couldn't figure out what the heck was happening. And I thought, is something going on with my hormones? Like, what is this? And then the minute I cut those bars out, the breakouts on my neck went away. So I'm blaming it on the bar. Now, again, I was having them every day for a couple of weeks. So my body really started to react, which your skin is your largest organ. So that's where stuff will come out. And that was happening to me. Now, I have noticed if I have to have one or like half a bar, I break off a bite of a Think Thin bar, it doesn't affect me like that. But again, I really try to pay attention to ingredients when it comes to protein bars. So that's why I'm going to give you two bars that celebrity nutritionist Kelly Levesque recommended to me. I worked with her a couple of years ago and she is amazing. You should check out her book, Body Love. She's got a lot of articles online. She's on a lot of podcasts. I definitely need to reach out to her and try to have her on here for you guys because she's super cool. But one bar that she recommended to me was by Primal Kitchen. Well, they actually make about four of them and they're collagen protein bars. So if you're vegan, might not work for you. Both of these options I'm about to give you are collagen. So they're not a pea protein and collagen comes from an animal. So just heads up on that. But of the Primal Kitchen ones, macadamia sea salt is my favorite. So macadamia sea salt by Primal Kitchen, 15 grams of protein, like no sugar, good fiber content. So check that one out. And then Bulletproof has some collagen protein bars that I love. My friend Mary loves them too. A vanilla shortbread is my favorite. Chocolate chip cookie dough is really good. And then they have a mint chocolate chip. Yes. Sometimes I want to eat more than one, but then I realize if I do that, then my fat content has gone through the roof and then the calories are just way too high. But one really does make you full. If I'm eating more than one, I'm eating just to eat because I like the taste. And then that's not really that good either. There is another company that I love because of the ingredients. I can pronounce everything. Same thing with Primal Kitchen and Bulletproof. You can look at the ingredients and you'll know what everything is. But the sugar content is basically non-existent in those, which is amazing because the bar is still super tasty. But you're not going to have a spike in energy and you're not going to crash hard because you don't have to deal with the sugar. Go Macro is a bar that I love because I know the ingredients and it's organic, but these bars tend to have anywhere from 9 to 14 grams of sugar, which is not that great, but the bars do taste good. So again, if you're desperate and you need a snack, that's a good quality brand to look out for. So hopefully this was helpful to some of you. I don't know if you've got some of these bars in your grocery store. Whole Foods carries the Primal Kitchen and the Bulletproof, but so does Amazon. So you can order online if you want to. And then, I mean, the Think Thin bars, those are everywhere. And that's why they're so tempting and they get me in trouble. And that's why sometimes I grab them. But that's not necessarily one that I'm recommending, although I do consider it to be a nice little treat for myself. Go Macro, I've seen at Randall's and Kroger and a couple of other places, like Whole Foods for sure. But I know a lot of y'all don't always have these specialty like grocery stores. So try online if you can't find them at the grocery store. And I really tried to only give you ones that I know taste good, because I'm not going to like send you off to eat some bar that tastes nasty. And if you don't like these, I'm really, really sorry. These are just my taste buds trying to help. Okay, so that's a wrap on today's episode. Next week, definitely going to tackle the face shaving conversation. I'm going to try to see if Nashville Beauty Girl, that's her handle on Instagram, her real name's Carrie, but I'm going to see if she can come on and talk. Now, I will clarify that Kelly Henderson from Velvet's Edge, that's also her handle, and she has a podcast and everything. She is the person that originally got me shaving my face, but Carrie, this is what she does for a living, so I thought she could come on and talk about the benefits of that. And I mean, it's something I've been doing for years and it's a game changer. Like if you're not shaving your face, you need to start. And my husband thinks it's disgusting and he doesn't want to ever hear about it or walk in on me shaving, but it's got to happen. So we'll do a whole thing about that. If I can get Carrie in, we will have that up next week. And this is the part where I do a little email shout out. And this is a note I got from Savannah that I wanted to talk about for a second. And she wrote, "Hey Amy, I love the podcast and you have inspired me to live a healthier life. I was hoping maybe at some point you could give us a typical day in the life of Amy. I would love to know more about your daily routines. For example, your go-to breakfast, exercises, and what you like to do in your downtime, etc." So I will try to put together a thing on this and make it one of the future things, but I wanted to expand on like daily routine and diet and food. And when I say diet, I don't mean like a diet to lose weight. I just mean what's in a person's daily meal intake. That can be called a diet. I've gotten tons and tons of questions about food and what I eat. And this is just one of the emails. And this kind of had a more full circle, like what do you do in an entire day? But here's my thing on some of that, and sometimes sharing that with y'all, is everybody's days are different. And when you start comparing what someone else can do in their day versus what you're able to do, then you start thinking like, oh, well, I'm not able to work out that much or spend that much time cooking or prepping my food, and I can't eat that way. And I mean, our bodies are just so different and our schedules are so different. So I can kind of paint somewhat of a picture, but especially when it comes to my quote diet and what I eat, I want to share things with y'all that I'm trying. But when it comes to like a daily, I'm not on a daily regimen. Like I'm just not at this point. And that's what's healthiest for me. And I want y'all to know that what works for me may not work for you. And so that's why I'm hesitant to say exactly what I'm doing. And I do like to try new things all the time, which I'll let y'all know about. But what I wake up and do for breakfast, lunch, and dinner may not be what you need to do for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. And vitamins that I take, you maybe don't need to take, which speaking of, I've recently added vitamin D3 back into my plan, but you've got to take vitamin D, which they recommend taking vitamin D3 with K2, vitamin K2, which you can Google all kinds of things. There's people that I look up to that don't even agree food-wise on things, but they agree that if you're going to take vitamin D, you got to take it with vitamin K2. And then if you're going to take vitamin D, you better take vitamin D3. So just jot that down. We're all basically vitamin D deficient, I think. But again, you may not be. So just because I'm doing it doesn't mean that you should go do it. I'm just here to offer you, you know, friends that can come on here and talk, and me, like, I'm just like you. I'm out there, I'm reading stuff, I'm talking to people, I'm trying to figure it all out. I'm not an expert. But anyway, back to me sharing with you what I eat. And maybe this stems from some of my past, my eating disorder past, which I'll get into that more on this podcast at some point too, because I don't really share that much about it in other places. But I think that it's something that some of you could relate to. But I just really know that a lot of times I try to do exactly what somebody else is doing because their body looks a certain way or, you know, but I'm not made like them. So what works for them may not work for me. Like, I know that I don't do good on gluten and dairy, but some of my friends do fine on gluten and dairy and it doesn't affect them. I do know that eating whole foods and eating as clean as possible is going to be best for you. But you may want to have meat every day, whereas I don't. Like, you may want to have fish all the time. I kind of just dabble in the fish. So what I do again every day may not work for you. I love to sometimes just have a matcha latte with a scoop of collagen powder for breakfast, and that can sustain me for a long time. You might be ravenous and need breakfast, and then I could be messing you up by giving you my daily routine because you're like, whoa, 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 pump the brakes. Like, I need some protein pancakes up in here, which, you know, my trainer, Erin, who was on earlier, like, she eats right when she wakes up. She wants to have oatmeal and eggs, and that's great. And even blueberries. Like me, I can go sometimes 5 hours and just have my tea and I'm fine, but I can be in that fasting state in the morning. It just, our bodies are so different. That's my point. I'm definitely rambling here, like, big time. So Savannah, I got your email and I will try to give you somewhat of a typical day in the life of me, but I just really felt the need to preface that when I do that, and I'm sure I'll have to revisit it this way, that I don't want us comparing each other to someone else's exact day. We can take things from people that are helpful, but we can't do day to day and then think that's gonna work for us, which I'm not saying that's what you were implying, Savannah, but okay. I'm done rambling. Thank you, Elizabeth and Mike D. As always, y'all are awesome for putting this up on iTunes and iHeartRadio. And then shout out Walker Hayes for the song. Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. EK, EK, be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. Cast up, roll things, little food for your soul, things. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things, tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things. With Amy Brown.